good week?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
No?
Anybody become a grandpa this week?
Oh my goodness.
Red, our beloved Red, is a brand new grandfather. And that's a beautiful thing. We look at that back row, which should be the young parent designated area. And I see some people are being ready for it. But it is so good to be here. I have some good news for you, and then I have some bad news for you, and then I have some good news for you, and then I have some bad news for you. Right? What do we start with? Let's start with the bad news. This week is going to be in the 20s. February we had this in the 70s, and March is going to be in the 20s. But here's the good news. I said 50% of time insurance. No, I'm kidding. All right. I have some other good bad news. Today's message is going to be, structurally speaking, really, really, really bad. It's going to be all over the place. And it's just a story that has struck me. And I've been going around and around the story. And right now, I've got about like 8 some different things that really impacted me from the story. And I'm going to share some of those with you. So here's the good news. You're going to get about like 9 sermons in one today. That's the good news. So you're going to get a heck of a deal. And I promise you, it'll be longer than 20 minutes. And I promise you it's going to be shorter than 2 hours for this, because I know you're wondering that right now. So I keep my promises. And here's the good news. I have some chocolate. And that's always good news. And some of you guys are going to have some chocolate. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to go into this text right away. Because today we're going to look at the story of Melchizedek. And I know, every single week you come to church, you've been wondering, when are we going to do the story of Melchizedek? It's time for us to go into the story of Melchizedek. And let me tell you something. Today is the day we get to dive into the story of Melchizedek. And I think we're going to be a little bit all over the place today. We're going to talk about life. We're going to be talking about choices. We're going to be talking about bad things and good people, and who is in and who is out in the divine, and the deal that you actually can refuse. So that's what we're going to start for today. You're with me?
Yeah.
So let's pray, and let's get started. Our Heavenly Father, I am thankful that we can be here today. And some of us come tired after a long week. Some of us come overjoyed having experienced newness in our lives over the past week. Some of us are weary and tired, and we don't know but how we're going to get through next week, let alone today. But I'm grateful that we are here. And as we spend time with you today, I pray that your spirit will move freely. And as we navigate through the story and look at all the different points, I pray that you will leaving each of our hearts that which we need today. And that can only be done through your spirit within our hearts. And that when we leave this place, we will leave filled with strength and joy. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to start with a reading promise. I'm going to invite you to open your Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 14. Of Genesis chapter 14. If you are a note taker, this is your day, because today you're going to take a lot of notes. And if you're not a note taker, hopefully one thing will stick out of all the things we're going to talk about. And we do have a central point, but we're going to start with a reading context. So we're going to read Genesis 14, verses 1 through 13. And I need 4 people to volunteer to read about, let's do 3 verses. 3 verses, and then one will get left out. We'll have the last person do 4 verses. So I need 3 volunteers. 4
simple questions about the story. How did they get there? It says that Abram was in Mamre, which is desert land up in the hill country outside of that crescent of that valley that was very wealthy. And Lot was in this wealthy area, and now Lot was a prisoner, and Abram was missing half of his family. How did they get there? Do you guys remember? By choice. Very good. By choice.
Abram said, "You choose first."
So there came a point where there was a family conflict, and Abram was at odds with his nephew Lot, and they had this huge land that they could possess, and Abram allowed Lot to choose. Where do you want to live, right? Do you want to live in in the valley, the wealthy, and the land that produces all sorts of grains and goodies? Or do you want to live in the desert? And what did Lot choose?
It doesn't live for us.
Okay. What did Lot want? Okay. What did Lot want? What did Abram want?
Whatever his nephew wanted.
Okay.
He wanted peace.
Peace, peace. Oh, I like that. He wanted peace. Okay, very good. When I was growing up, my parents always taught me that when you're given a choice, what do you choose? Somebody cut out a cake. There's a very big piece. And then there's a little piece. And they serve it. Which one do you get?
The little one.
The little one. Right? And Lot was given this choice, and he picked the big one. Now, as I grew up, I mastered this technique. Because I was taught that when you're given the option to choose, you always pick the smaller piece, I was the one who was always offering the pieces. And that system worked really, really well until I met somebody who shall remain nameless, that when I was given the choice to choose, all of a sudden got the bigger piece. And then I was shocked. And it happened once. And it happened twice. And then one day I was just outraged. Why do you take the bigger piece? He said, "Well, you're giving me the choice. Don't you want me to have what's best?" And then I learned how hypocritical my approach was. And oftentimes in our lives we're faced with this choice. So, sermon number one, here it goes. We're going to do three sermons right away. If you're a note taker, this is what you want to write out. First of all, when you want what everybody else wants, you might end up at war. If you want what everybody else wants, at some point or another, you might end up in conflict, right? Lot wanted this land that everybody else wanted, and eventually, there was conflict. But here's another one. Here's another one. You can get what you want, and you might end up not liking what you get. Did you catch that? You can get what you And then sometimes it is hard to choose because before you, you have two terrible options. And you are forced to choose between a rock. Suicide mission, because the following verse, 4:14, says that he gathered 300. the Valley of the Kings, which is a very interesting place, in the Valley of the Kings, he is met by two kings. One of them is Mera, king of Sodom. And now both of these kings, in a way, offer him something. So let's start with Mera. Mera's name actually meant gift. It is a gift. And Sodom, you know that story, was a city of great wealth, and they were really enjoyed life in many ways. And now the king of Sodom offers him a deal, and here's the deal that he offers him. What does he say? Give me what? The people, and you can keep the wealth. All the stuff. Give me the people, and you can keep the wealth. When God calls Abram, Abram was called out to start a new thing because things had gotten so bad in the world that God needed to do a new thing. And he calls Abram and he says, Abram, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to do a new thing for you. And you're going to become this great nation in the world and you're going to be a blessing to all the people in the world. And now out of nowhere, in the 14th chapter of the Bible, we have this king that comes out of nowhere, out of the city of Salem, who's not part of Abram's tribe. And somehow, he's still part of God's new thing. Because God is always
Let's stand together as we sing our final song.
For I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. So, so kind to me.
Shadow.